There hasn't been much movement today. Most of what we're seeing is consolidation. We had the nasty pullback in risk assets and rally in the U.S. dollar on the back of the escalation in geopolitical tension. That was last week. We then had a minor relief rally at the start of the week with things not getting materially worse. And now the market has been trying to extend the relief rally, but has proven to be unsuccessful as we head into the New York Open on this Tuesday. The pound and New Zealand dollars have taken added hits today on the back of local data. In the UK, the labor market showed softening and earnings slowed. In New Zealand, inflation data came in below forecast. The Australian dollar has held up relatively well on the back of a more hawkish-leaning RBA minutes earlier today. But overall, the focus remains primarily on the geopolitical risk, especially with President Biden's announced trip to Israel coinciding with Putin's trip to China. Looking ahead, the market will also need to contend with a batch of first-tier data in the form of Canada housing starts and inflation, U.S. retail sales, industrial production, and business inventories. We also get the New Zealand GDT auction. That's all for now.